At least 34 people were killed and more than 100 wounded today in a bomb attack in the turbulent Dagestan region of southern Russia. The blast occurred during a Victory Day celebration, marking the 57th anniversary of the Allied victory over Nazi Germany. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
The remote control bomb went off as a military band, and Russian soldiers marched through the Caspian port city of Kaspisk. A local woman who was watching the parade described the scene to Russian television. The musicians were marching down the street celebrating, said the woman. Children were running after them. Everything was so merry. Suddenly, there was a huge explosion. I saw corpses and flesh. 12 children were among the dead. Body parts and mangled musical instruments littered the area. The attack marred the commemoration of the Allied victory in what people here call the Great Patriotic War. It's one of the few anniversaries which still unites Russia and former Soviet republics. President Vladimir Putin told a gathering of war veterans in Moscow the attack showed unprecedented brutality. Today is our most sacred holiday, Putin said. I've warned that terrorism is just as dangerous, inhuman, and bloody as was fascism. The scum who perpetrated this act hold nothing sacred. Putin vowed to punish those responsible, but the government gave no early clues as to whom it suspected. The attack was the latest in a string of deadly bombings over the past few years in the Republic of Dagestan. Investigative journalist Kirill Bulyaninov notes that while Islamist radicals with ties to neighboring Chechnya have been convicted in one such bombing, the track record of Russia's FSB security service in solving such crimes is dismal.
They pretty much know track record. So far, the attempts to catch people who organized such a plot was pretty unsuccessful. There were a couple of stories when FSB claimed that they did arrest the people who were involved in the attempts, but just recently in one of the local courts actually freed the people whom FSB arrested.
Mostly Muslim Dagestan is an unstable patchwork of 2 million people from 40 Caucasus Mountain ethnic groups. Bilyaninov notes that in addition to Islamist radicalism, Dagestan has also been the scene of violent disputes between Russian border guards and criminal gangs who control the region's illicit Caspian Sea caviar trade. There have also been turf battles between rival Dagestani factions.
There could be also another stage of war between various clans in Dagestani government, which is well known for being like criminal type of government. So that could be also the part of this war.
Tomorrow has been declared a day of mourning for the victims in Dagestan. But tonight, in a show of defiance, Moscow authorities went ahead with a traditional holiday fireworks display on Red Square. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.